Kutta Sichas Yud Gimel Shlach Sicha Beis, the second Sicha in Shlach. The Pirushi Ala Pasuk, in explaining the Pasuk Va'anoshim Asher Sholach Moshe Losor Es Haaretz, as to the people that Moshe had sent to spy the land, Vayashuvu, and they returned, Vayalinu Olav Es Kol Ha'eda, and they instigated the entire community against him, to bring forth a report about the land. That's the pasuk. Matik Rashi esatevis. Rashi quotes the words vayashuvu vayalinu olav, and they returned and they instigated on him. Umafarish, and he explains ukeshavu mitayra oretz, and they, when they returned from spying the land, here imu olav as kol ha'eda, they instigated the people, the entire community, against Moshe Bahitzaz Diba by bringing forth a report. Oysa Manoshim, in regards to those people, meaning the Meraglim Vayamusu, they died. Pirshu HaMefarshim. So the Mefarshim explains, Rashi Bolishlo Shaloi Nefarish Vayashuvu. What is Rashi trying to explain over here? He's thinking about the words vayashuvu. It's possible to explain the words vayashuvu that shamaraglim chazru oida pam shnia laharimis b'nei Yisrael al Moshe. Vayashuvu could mean also they once again, they repeated by instigating the people against Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayashuvu could mean they repeated it, they did it again. So Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. Elo shapirushu. The meaning here is ukeshavu mitayraris, when they returned, vayashuvu, and they returned from the land and they brought forth a report. Hidimulov is called, but says Diba, that's when they instigated the people against Moshe by bringing forth that report. Shemashu kosa vayashuvu, that what it says in the pasuk vayashuvu pirushe keshavu mitayraris, it means simply that when they returned from spying the land. And this whole pasuk is simply reiterating what had been said before. It's sort of like telling the story again, and they died. As an introduction to what it says right after the Vayamusu, and they died. That it's the people that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, the Meraglim, they are the ones that died. The reason that Rashi is forced to explain it this way and not, as we said the first time, maybe it means they did it again. Because if the pasuk was trying to say that the Meraglim once again tried to instigate the people, it should have said right at the beginning, not as an aside, Vayashuvu, and the people once again tried to instigate against Moshe. And the Kivin Shema, the Maschul Va'anoshim Shosholach Moshe, since the Pasuk doesn't begin from the story that they once again instigated. Rather, it starts off with the people. In regards to the people that Moshe sent, Vayashuvu Vayalinu, that they returned and they instigated. Mashma Sheikir Achidush HaKazu B'Menegei La'anoshim. So it comes out that the subject in this pasuk is not the fact that they once again were instigated, but it's just the people are the people, meaning the Meraglim, they are the subject. And all of this is being said about them. The people, which people, who returned from Eretz Yisrael, and they brought forth a negative report about Eretz Yisrael, and they tried to instigate the people, they are the ones that died. So it's the people who are the subject of the pasuk, and not the other details which are in the pasuk. Those details are describing the subject of the pasuk, which is the people, the meraglim. And therefore, Rashi explains it to mean these people. And because he mentioned the people, he explains what is wrong with these people. Why did they die? So the pasuk explains why they died. This is what they did. that he had sent them to spy the land. And when they returned, they instigated the people against Moshe v'Yamusu. That is who died. That is why they died. But if that's the case, then we have to understand. Aleph, number one. Everything that is in this pasuk, that the people returned from the Miraglim returned and they instigated the people, that is already known. We know that story. If we were to say that the Torah was trying to tell us that they once again, they repeatedly instigated, and this there would be something new in this pasuk, which we don't know yet, which is that they did it again. But now that Rashi says that it's still talking about the first time that, I mean, the only time actually that they instigated, and this whole pasuk is doesn't need to be said. It's been said. We know the story. Why does all this have to be said as to explain why they died? We know already what their sin was. We know what they did. So why does it have to repeat it again? Beis, lefi zeh, if so, havali l'rashi lahatik rak teves vayeshuvu. If he's trying to explain that they went, that the word vayeshuvu means they returned, he should have just quoted that word vayeshuvu lefarish ugeshuvu meteira oritz, and to say what vayeshuvu means when they returned from spying the land. And that's all he has to explain. The rest is self-understood. Because everything is written in the pasuk clearly. At the end of the Rashi, he adds, so those people, they died. Why does he add that again? The whole, they are the subject of the Rashi. We're talking about them. Ein loymer the bo lishlo kola eda. And perhaps you would want to answer that the reason he says Oysam Hanoshim, they are the ones that died, the Meraglim are the ones that died, perhaps he's trying to explain, make sure that you understand that it's not Kol Ha'eda Shehiskel Efnezeh, that Vayamusu is not going on all the people, in other words, the entire community, all the Yidden were punished that they will die. That's what he means by Vayamusu. Kizem Efurish Bekosuv. Because that's also clearly stated in the pasuk by Yamusu Anoshim Metziyei Dibas Haaretz, that the people that brought forth the report are the ones that died. So we know already that it's not relating to the rest of the community. Gam Doichek Loimar, also would be difficult to say Shkiven She Orach Maimer Amuzgar Anau. Perhaps you want to say, as a Doichek at least, that since the parentheses, in other words, those people, Hanoshim, and then he goes into a lengthy description, which is like a parenthesis. The people who had gone to spy out the land, and they returned and they gave a bad report, and they tried to instigate against Moshe, that's a parenthesis. So since there is such a long parenthesis, maybe he wants to reiterate to bring back the Hanoshim, you know, that we're talking about the people, because we went off on such a tangent. Since it was a long parenthesis, so he wants to go back and make sure that you understand that it's talking about the people, they died. And to explain that this whole long pasuk with that parenthesis is all to explain Vayamusu. Because again, all of this is clear to understand, so it would be very difficult to say that he needs to reiterate the words that we're talking about, the Meraglim, because he went off on a tangent. It's very clear from the Psukim who died and why they died and so on, and what does Rashi have to explain it for? Rashi continues in the same Rashi to explain, Ba'isi Adivur. Kol haytzas diba loshen chinuch dvarim. When the words haytzas diba, maytzei diba, what does that mean? It means to train your words, to plan your words. Shemalkichim l'shoinim l'odom, they train their words about a person, l'daber boy, to speak about him, k'may doibib yisifsei yishenim, like the pasuk that says, he makes speak the lips of those who sleep. So the word doiviv, which is from diba, means to make speak. B'yeshna l'toiva, and Rashi says, there is people that you can speak and say good things about somebody, b'yeshna l'ra. The same word can be used to describe a bad report about someone. L'kach nemer kan, and therefore it says here, maitzie dibas ha'aretz ra'a. That's why the pasuk adds the word ra'a, because in this case, the dibas ha'aretz was ra'a. The dibas ha'aretz doesn't necessarily have to have been a ra'a. Therefore, he emphasizes that it was ra'a. She'yesh dibas she'i l'toiva, because there is also speech which is positive. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, this was bad report. This is what Rashi says. The Pashtus Koshul Rashi. So what is Rashi trying to explain here? He has a difficulty with what it says. Kosov achakach metzi dibas ha'aretz ra. But kan kosov lohaytzi diba ha'aretz. In the first pasuk it says only lohaytzi diba, to give a report. In the second pasuk it says lohaytzi diba ra. Metzi dibas ha'aretz ra. In the first pasuk, it's without the word ra. Why is over here it doesn't say ra, here it does say alzemetaretz. So therefore he answers shadiba kol dibra b'mashma, that the word diba can mean any type of speech report. V'yeshna l'tayve v'yeshna ra. There is reports which are good, there is reports which are bad. L'chein kachnema v'tzia diba sa'or, it's ra, that's why. And the second one, he has to emphasize that it was bad, sheyesh diba shei taiva, because there are also reports which are for the good. Havalo pizza ain't a woman, but if that's what Rashi means, then you have the following questions. Number one, makim piruze haya tzarech liyiz b'pasuk haba. The explanation of the word diba ra'a should have been in the next pasuk where it says diba ra'a. Diba sa'aretz ra'a. Why does he explain it on the first appearance of the word diba, where it doesn't say that it was bad? It just says that it was a report. Over there, the question comes up, lama maisif ra. Why did he add the word ra in the second pasuk, where in the first pasuk it didn't say ra? Number two, gamim tim tzulemim eizatam, even if you'll explain for some reason. Shashayahu l'teva diba, shuba pasuk delon, that this explanation of diba belongs more to our pasuk, where he says the word diba in our pasuk. Hareba pashas ein kesher ben pirush diba imashkosav Rashi betchilas diba ze. There doesn't seem to be a connection between explaining the word diba with the first half of Rashi and what he explains over there, that it's talking about the people, you know, and so on. So Rashi should have started a new Dibur HaMaschil to explain the word Diba. Lahatik Tevas Diba, to quote a new word from the Pasuk Diba, or Lefarsha, and to explain it, that Kol Itzos Diba, that the word Diba means a report. If Rashi makes it into one long Rashi, what's the connection between these two subjects? Gimel. A third question. Lama Kaifo Rashi Oida Pam Basiyim Pirusha Shiyesh Diba Shiyil Toiva. Rashi says, in the second half of Rashi, that diba could mean either way, and then he repeats again, and sheyesh diba shehi l'tayva, because there is diba, which is for the good. Hare kvar kosav, he just wrote a line earlier, v'yeshna l'tayva v'yeshna l'ra, that there is diba for good, and there is diba for bad. And then at the end, he writes again, just from the inside. He explains the word diba, that is doiviv sifshi yishonim. And then there is a report that could be for the good and a report for the bad. And therefore it says over here, ra, because there is also a diba, a report can be l'toiva. He just said that. Why does he repeat again that yesh diba shi l'toiva? So to explain all this, now In addition to what we said before, Shekavanas Rashi Lishlo Shoina Farish Vayeshuva Vayelinu, that Rashi wants to make sure that we don't interpret the words Vayeshuva, they repeat it, Shelinu Shein, is that they did it again. In addition to that, Hinebe Iker Bola Taretz, for the most part, he's coming to explain Hakusha Amura Kola Kosa Miyusar. What we said it before, that this whole pasuk seems to be a needle. It doesn't seem to need this pasuk. Ki aim by chiddush, because the pasuk is not telling us anything new. It just repeats again what we know already from before. So why is the pasuk here in the first place? V'oid bo l'taretz kushin esefes. But pasuk delani is coming to explain another question in our pasuk as well. B'divir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, in the words that the Eibush spoke to Moshe b'parshas u'madgish, he emphasizes, Shatluna she'ilinu hamaraglim hoysa l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibush seems to be saying to Moshe that they instigated the people against me, I mean against Hashem. And as the pasuk states, Ad Mose le'eda hara azayis, meaning hamaraglim, for how long will this evil group, meaning the group of ten demaraglim, hasher heima malinim alai, that they instigate the people against me, against the Eibishter. V'chein mefarish b'negei l'shar b'nei Yisrael. And the same, he complained also about the Yidden when they were complaining. Im l'chol ha'eda hara azayis ha'ne'odim alai. Will I allow these people, Hashem is speaking rhetorically, am I going to allow these people to enter Eretz Yisrael? No, I will not. And so what does he say? Hanei odim alai. What is the problem with what they did? They are ganging up against me. Whereas in this pasuk, it says v'yashuva v'yelinu olav. That al Moshe, it seems to be that the problem with the Meraglim is that they instigated against Moshe. So the whole time the Eibishter is saying that the problem is that they're instigating against the Eibishter. Now it becomes that they're instigating against Moshe Rabbeinu. So which is the problem? V'av shebepoil helinu gam al Moshe. And although, obviously, they also instigated against Moshe, the Moshe Kosov, as the pasuk also states, v'yelaynu al Moshe. They instigated against Moshe, Val Aaron, Val Kol B'nei Yisrael, and all the people, they complained against Moshe and Aaron. Harei, so first of all, gam Aaron b'chol. In this pasuk, it also speaks about Aaron, that they instigated against him, v'b'shava l'chayr l'Moshe, and he equates it with Moshe, Moshe Val Aaron, together. However, kan masker rakas Moshe, whereas in this pasuk, it's only referring to Moshe himself. The Iker, and the main thing, the second question is Poshut She Oven Atluna Ala Kadosh Baruch Hu Chami Yesem Atluna Al Moshe. Clearly, obviously, instigating against the Eibishter is of course worse than instigating against Moshe. Umadu Madgish HaKosef She'elinu Es Kol Eida Olav Al Moshe. So why in this pasuk does he only speak about the instigation against Moshe rather than against Hashem? So this is the question that Rashi has. And since Rashi wants to answer this question as well, and therefore he quotes those words too, they instigated against him, against Moshe, and he's going to now try to answer why the pasuk mentions the instigation against Moshe as opposed to the instigation against Hashem. And another thing, the answer that Rashi is going to give about why this whole pasuk is necessary altogether, since there's nothing new in it, will also be explained by the words Vayalinu Olav. The answer to the question why is this pasuk here altogether becomes clear and answered when we understand the words Vayalinu Olav. V'chei matik Rashi gam teves elu, and therefore Rashi also quotes these words. In other words, what he's saying now is, Rashi's question, he has a twofold question. Number one, why is the pasuk here in the first place? Number two, why did he change the complaint, the instigation against Moshe rather than against Hashem? And in order to answer these questions, so first of all, he has to explain He is explaining the words Vayelino Olav, so he quotes the words Vayelino Olav. And also because the answer to the Vayelino Olav will also explain why the Pasuk is here altogether. It's the synopsis of three. Vabir Bazet. So now to explain it. Kosov ze bol taretz kushub shuta. This pasuk, the reason that the pasuk, the Torah says this pasuk, is coming to answer a simple question. Vapsukim shalufnei ze mavur eich shechora af Hashem b'nei Yisrael. The earlier psukim talks about how the Eibishter got angry at the Yidden, at she'omer, and he said, of akenu v'deber v'ayrishenu, I will destroy them. Va'afo pikein, and even so, even though the Eibishter got so angry, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Eibishter to forgive the Yidden. What was the forgiveness? They shouldn't die immediately. The Eibishter extended it that it will be over a 40-year period. And as we're told that none of them died under the age of 60. When they reached the age of 60, that's when they died. The im kein lama loy ha'ilat filosa. That's what happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the Eibishter to forgive them and to delay the punishment for over a span of 40 years. The im kein lama loy ha'ilat filosa shel Moshe gamenigay lameraglim shlo yemusu tekev miyad. Why was Moshe unable to convince the Eibishter that the meraglim themselves shouldn't die immediately? And they died on that same day. As we see from the psukim directly after this, that after this whole incident, they woke up in the morning and there was the story of the Mapilim, meaning the people that want that now that the Eibishter said that they're not going to Eretz Yisrael. So there was a group that said, we're going to go, and they went, they tried to go. When did that happen? The next morning. Tal Pip, Shudushal Mikra, Kolokosov Kodam Lazer, that everything, based on the simple meaning of the pasuk, everything that's written before Vayashkimu Babayker happened already before that morning, which means that the Meraglim died on that very same day. Happened on that same day. So in other words, that the retribution against the Meraglim happened instantaneously that day. So why wasn't Moshe able to delay the punishment for them like for all the other Yidden? That's the question that the pasuk is trying to answer. Therefore, the pasuk, in telling you that they died, explains as an intro to the telling you that they died. He tells you this: that the people that Moshe sent, the meraglim, vayashuvu vayalinu olav, and when they returned from Eretz Yisrael, they instigated against Moshe Rabbeinu as kol ha'edu, all the people. Haynu shehem niskavnu lachlak al Moshe atzmei. In other words, that they had an intent to get the people to rile the people up against Moshe. V'lachein lo yhoyel Moshe b'tfilasu lifol ba'adam. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's tfila to save the whole Jewish community helped for everybody else, but not for the meraglim themselves. Ukaklau, as we know the rule, Shakar Kosu Rashi Lefneza, which Rashi already quoted before, that Ein Kateger Nasasaneger, that somebody who is the the prosecutor cannot become the defender. So the prosecutor in this case, Begam Donim La'odam Midikinegan Midan, also Rashi told this, so let's first deal with the first one. The prosecutor in this case is the fact that they complained against Moshe, that they tried to rile up the Yidden against Moshe, they instigated against Moshe, that's the prosecutor. So how can the prosecutor become the defender? That is the sin that they committed. That is part of the sin that they committed. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to defend them. That through this, the Torah is explaining why they died immediately and Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer did not help on behalf of them. V'gam donim la'odam midi keneged midah. We were also told, Rashi told us before, that people are punished midi keneged midah. So therefore, they were punished for what they did to Moshe, and it didn't help. V'zeo shepirish Rashi ala tevez v'yashubu v'yalinu olav. And that's why Rashi says That's what Rashi explains on the Olav. Hirimu Olav as Kol Eidah B'Sosdi, but they instigated against Moshe Rabbeinu. They instigated the entire community by giving this report. Oysa Manoshim V'Yamusu. Those people, that's why they died. He's explaining this point. Because those people instigated against Moshe, therefore they ended up dying and they weren't saved like everybody else was saved. Haina Shakola Kosobola Hagit, that the whole pasuk is coming to tell us, Sharaka Noshima Elu Erimu Olav, that it was only these people, the Meraglim themselves, that complained against Moshe or instigated against Moshe. Volchem Heim Shemesu take of Miyad, and that's why they are the ones that died right away. Ki avuram loy ha'ila tefilas Moshe, because for them it didn't help. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't help for them. And although we find also that the rest of the Yidden also complained against Moshe, Kamesha Kosov, as the pasuk says, by Yalinu Olav, Kol Bnei Yisrael, that they all complained, Yalinu Olav, Kol Bnei Yisrael, Al Moshe Kol Bnei Yisrael, they all complained against him. Hare Loi Niskavnu Bazel Lachlik Al Moshe Atzmai. Their intent was not to complain against Moshe. It wasn't in order to undermine Moshe. Ki Im Rak Shechoshu They were just complaining about what is it that he's doing? How? What's going on? What are you doing? Are we going to die? Whereas the Meraglim, they were trying to undermine Moshe. The Yidden were simply trying to figure out what is going on. Are we going to die? Is this what you needed to do? But the Meraglim were trying to undermine him, and therefore this was directed at Moshe. It was with intent to undermine Moshe. Al pianal yuvim betuf tam hemshach beis aksubim. Now we'll understand these two psukim as they flow from each other. V'gam loma kayful v'pasuk hasheni metziyah dibus ha'aretz ra. And also why these words, the ones that brought forth a report, a bad report about the, why is it repeated in the pasuk, second pasuk again, they brought forth a report. Even though in the first pasuk it already mentions that they brought forth a report against Eretz Yisrael. What is the explanation? The pasuk arishon loy airi b'hasiba shegeirem garma misus ha'meraglim. In the first pasuk, he's not yet talking about what caused them to die instantaneously. Ki'im. Sorry. It's not explaining what the reason that they died was. So we have to divide this into two things. There is two things happening here. There's a reason why the Meraglim were punished that they died. Because they brought a bad report against Eretz Yisrael. They deserve to die. Why did they die instantaneously and it didn't help that Moshe davened on their behalf? That is explained by because they complained against Moshe. So it's two different things. So the first pasuk, Loi Ayre Ba'asib Shugarma Misusam Aragma, the first pasuk doesn't talk about what caused them to die, that they brought forth a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. Ki'im, what is he trying to explain in the first pasuk? Lama lehiila tefilas Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu's davening didn't help? Masha kosev loitzi dibus diba ala aretz. Why then does it say they brought a complaint report against Eretz Yisrael? Harezerak sipra metzias eich vayalinu. That is just trying to explain what did they do? They tried to rile up the Yidden against Moshe. How? By bringing a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. That's going to turn the Yidden against Moshe. So this is explaining how they riled up the Yidden against Moshe. So it's just describing the situation. But then, in the next pasuk, b'pasuk hasheni, over there he explains why the people died. Over there he's simply explaining why did they die. What was the reason that they were punished that they would die? Because they brought forth a bad report against Eretz Yisrael. That was the reason that they should die. The Kana Kavona, here the intent of the Pasuk is, in this case, in the second Pasuk, of course, he's talking about that they brought forth against a bad report against Eretz Yisrael, that is rebelling against Hashem. As we mentioned before, that certainly riling up the Yidden against the Eibush is of course worse than just doing it against Moshe. So in explaining why they died, he talks about the fact that they brought a bad report and they turned the Yidden against the Eibush. In the first pasuk where he explains why they died instantaneously, there he's explaining what they did to Moshe. Although it's only because they tried to rile up the Eden against Moshe that the Moshe Rabbeinu's davening didn't help. But in fact, to bring the Eden, to instigate the Eden against the Abish, is of course much worse than instigating against Moshe. And that's the reason they died. That's why the whole thing was repeated, or that point was repeated in the second pasuk. But we still have to understand. If the first pasuk, it's the intent, the purpose of the first pasuk is to explain why they died immediately, because they instigated against Moshe, and not to explain the reason that they died, which is because they instigated against Hashem. It would have made more sense to, in the first pasuk, to talk only about what they did against Moshe and not to mention at all what they did and that made them deserve to die. So why is Diba, Haitziyim Diba, Ala Ares, brought in the first pasuk at all? Because by saying the word it seems that the pasuk is emphasizing why they died, is bringing to our attention why they died. Shabbat take of lachrezeh, which the word vayamusu comes right after these words. So in other words, the pasuk seems to be emphasizing because they brought a bad report. That's why they died, which is the next word. Hepech kavonos akosav, which is the opposite of what we just explained. The intent of the pasuk is, the intent of the pasuk we explained was to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't help. And although in fact they did instigate against Moshe, what is the way that they instigated against Moshe? By instigating against Eretz Yisrael. That is in fact the reason. And the psukim sometimes reiterate something that we know already on our own, and therefore it might make sense that it should say but still the question is, by saying these words, it could lead to a mistake in understanding the pasuk. Because it might make us think that this is describing the reason why they died, not why they died instantly, or why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't help. So it would have made more sense, it would seem, that it shouldn't mention in this pasuk, that's why Rashi immediately explains. But in that same Rashi, any report is called, any planning of your words and so on is called diba. V'yeshnam la'tayv, v'yeshnam la'ra, and there is a planned speech, a report, which is for the good and for the bad. Hayinu she'ein muskar ba'kosav inyan da'avin. In other words, by la'hoitzi diba doesn't immediately make is not doesn't necessarily mean that this is the sin that they committed. It's just they brought a report. It doesn't say they brought a bad report. They brought a report. So therefore, it doesn't necessarily mean the sin that they committed. It just says that how did they instigate against Moshe by bringing a report. It doesn't matter that the report The Torah is not mentioning in this pasuk that they brought a bad report. They're just saying they brought a report. That happens to be the facts of how they instigated against Moshe. This is not the reason they died. We're not describing the reason they died. B'sigmon acher, in other words, the kavana daike ha-Torah because of a diba stam, sheyeshna l'teiva. The Torah, with intent, wrote the word diba without giving it any negative meaning. It's just a statement of fact. The method by which they instigated against Moshe, which is the subject of this pasuk, happens to be they brought a report. It's not about the fact that they brought a bad report against Eretz Yisrael, instigating against Hashem. That's going to be mentioned in the next pasuk. In this pasuk, it's just talking about a report, neutral. Because in this pasuk, in the context of this pasuk, even if they were giving a good report about something, but somehow that report was meant to instigate against Moshe, it would still explain why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't help, because whatever the report was, it was meant to instigate against Moshe, regardless of what it is. That's the problem. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't help. Because since he was not unable to defend them, because the problem was that they instigated against him. Well, maybe Rashi rayalza. Rashi brings a raya that it is that in this pasuk the diba is meant to be neutral. That's why here, in this next pasuk, it says Dibas Aretz Ra. Hayne Shemizesh, because pasuk shel Achrei Zeh Mefurash Ra. The fact that the next pasuk has to emphasize, has to describe what kind of a report it was, that it was a bad report. V'shamarei Kavanosei Kanal, because over there, the intent of that pasuk, the second pasuk, is certainly to name the sin that they committed by instigating against Hashem, by giving a bad report. Lahaget Sibus Misasam over there is trying to describe the reason that they died, Lachin Hutzach Lichtev Ra, and therefore it has to say Ra in the second Pasuk. Hadazim Remizer Raya, from this we see clearly, Sheba Bekosov Ze, Enksa Kosov Ra, in this Pasuk where it doesn't say Ra, Emba Ze Mashma Shalah Oven Shasu, it's not talking about the sin that they committed. That is not what the Torah is trying to describe. Because in this pasuk, he's not trying to explain why they died. Rather, it's explaining why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't help on their behalf. And that's why Rashi repeats and concludes the Rashi by saying, because there is a report that can be for the good too. In other words, emphasizing this idea that in this first pasuk, the word diba could mean for the good. It doesn't matter what the diba was. It's irrelevant what the diba was. It was a report that was meant to undermine Moshe. That's what's important. Kavanos bezeh, what he means to say is, lichtav lekosova aleph, going back to the first pasuk, she'ein mudgash boi toiv tiva dibur, that in the first pasuk the Torah doesn't describe what the content, what it was, the context of that report. Even if it was a good report, it would still explain why his tefillah didn't work on their behalf. What is a lesson in Aveda from this? It's written in Tikkun HaZayir that there is an extension of Moshe in every generation. The Gemara also says there is no generation that there isn't someone on the level of Moshe, or at least like Moshe. And it's understood that just like Moshe Rabbeinu davened on behalf of every Yid, the dog avur kol echad v'echad, and he worried and took care of every single one, ad shakadosh baruch hu bochnei bazeh, in fact, that's how the Eibishter tested him, whether he is the right leader for the Yidin, b'yoseh rayez tzayin b'goymer, when he was the shepherd, you know, it was the story that the shepherd, a sheep ran away, a small one, and so on, and he went to find it. In other words, that he took care of even the stray sheep. So is true also of the extension of Moshe that exists in every generation, that they pray and they worry, they worry on behalf of each of every Jew in their generation. Now, even though it's true that certainly there are people that are able to do a proper tefillah on their own behalf, they know how to daven, they've done it, and so on, they learned. There's in fact a Torah mitzvah that every person should daven on his own behalf. Still, even they, those who are able to daven properly, they also need the Moshe of the Torah to daven on their behalf. Vatam, and the reason for this is Rashi Alfi Yisrael Hulu Heim Bechinis Reisha Moyach. The leaders of the Jewish people, the Moshe Rabbeinu, is the head and the brain of the Jewish, of the body of the Jews. And therefore, just as it is in the physical sense, that if there is a problem and a pain in one of the limbs of the body, it's felt in the head and the brain. So in spiritual sense, it's also that way. That the tefillah on behalf of the structure of the Yidden, the whole Yidden Jewish community, is seen as one big body. So the tefillah for every single limb in this collective Jewish body, this is done through the brain, which is the Moshe Shebedoyr. And in addition to this, the tefillah of every individual is elevated through the Moshe Shebedoyr, because the Moshe is the intermediary which connects every Yid to the Eibishter. As it says in the pasuk, Anochi Oimed Bein Havayu Bein Eichem, I stand between the Eibishter and you. Moshe Rabbeinu is the channel through which we access the Eibishter. Well, the Maidim Dover Zeh Ma'ofen Han Hagad Moshe Rabbeinu, and we learn this from the way Moshe Rabbeinu conducted himself. B'nei Yisrael Notu Mederech HaYishara, the Yidden strayed from the right path. Ach Nigzar Aleim Agzeira De Akenu, until the Eibishter came out with the decree, I'm going to destroy them. U'mekiven Shehaya Der Deya, and because that generation was a generation of great knowledge, Shayochem L'Madreges Moshe Rabbeinu Ova Shalom, they were the community to which Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader, so they were obviously deserving of a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vade Shehayu Gedolim Ba'Avedas Hashem, certainly they were great in their service of Hashem, as befitting the followers of Moshe. Kol Ba'Avedas Tefillah, including that they knew their davening as well. Mekol Magen Rak Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yedei Tefillosei. Still, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu through his davening, Shapol Shaleizu Bavachalem Meisu Tekev, that he was able to accomplish that. Not only should they not die immediately, but that they would live a relatively long life, what was then considered a long life, 60 years. Which means some of them lived almost 40 years from the story of the Meraglim. And it's not that they lived a life of pain, they lived a good life, begashmius of aruchnius, physically and spiritually, because that whole period of those 40 years, they had bread from heaven, the man, the maim, Be'erishol Miriam, they had easy access to water from Be'erishol Miriam, and the clouds of glory that surrounded them and traveled with them, laharigas and achoshav akraven, to kill the snakes and scorpions, lakayetz bigdeyim, and to press their clothing, launder their clothing. And also spiritually, they were on a very high level. So also, in regards to the Moshe of every generation, he is the one that worries and takes care for every single Yid. V'hu hamispalel upoyel, and it is he who davens and accomplishes al-yidei tfilosi through his prayer, hamshachas kol tuv, to bring down all good begashmias of the ruchnias, physically and spiritually, on behalf of every yid.